The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and we're going to be talking all about real estate. I'm going to tell you about some wonderful properties that are on the market that I'm very excited about. And we also have a guest in the studio, so you're free to call in and ask questions. He's a consultant. He's done lots of he has focused on new construction, but I don't think there's anything that I think that my friend Mark doesn't know. He's just a general business guy, and I am so glad that you came on today, Mark.
Thanks, Shay. Thanks for having me on. I'll look forward to spending time with you.
Thank you. And if anyone out there has any questions about just about anything, building a house, whether you should build a house, whether you should buy a house that's already built. I mean, some people say they won't buy a house that somebody else has used the sink. They want everything brand new. There are some people that say, you couldn't give me $1 million to buy a new house because of all the pitfalls. And we're going to try to talk about some of those today. But I want to tell you about some of my special properties. Again, if you've got a question, anything that has to do with real estate, give us a call. You can reach us at 410-922-6680. And I want to tell you about, I told you I've got some wonderful, unusual houses. You've heard me talk about the barn. The barn is on the market. It just went on this weekend. I am unbelievably excited about it. It's sitting on over 2 acres. The acreage is idyllic. It's beautiful. It's private. But you're close, you're with minutes to the highway and everything that you could want to. You could almost walk to the grocery store, but you feel like you're miles and miles away in the country. It is 5 to 6 bedrooms. It is in move-in condition. It has lots of decks. It has lots of porches. It has lots of outside living spaces. It's got a gazebo. It's got a chimney you want to entertain. It's got first floor bedrooms. It's got bedrooms upstairs. It even has its own separate apartment. What I thought would be really great for that apartment, if you're in the process of moving right now, maybe you haven't sold your house someplace, but you've got a job transfer, and you need a place to stay. Instead of a hotel, if you purchase this house, you've got a furnished studio apartment right there waiting for you. You can move in there, and then when your house is ready, you can move into the big part of the house. So really, really a lot of very exciting things about this home in the Phoenix area. If you're interested in what was a barn and is a beautiful home, rustic kind of home, give us a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another really spectacular property that I have sitting on over 2 acres, I think it's 2 acres, with a gorgeous in-ground swimming pool, a very private, very manicured, very beautifully landscaped lot, totally fenced. And the house is probably, in my 3-decade career, the most perfect condition home that I've ever been in. And Mark, you've been in that home.
I walked that house with you, and I have to say, the owners have spared no expense in making that house perfect. I mean, I always, when I walk through a house, I tear them apart because my eye critiques every piece of construction. And I was blown away by that house. Every little detail in it is just gorgeous. I can't believe they're moving.
I sold them the house 14 years ago, and it is nothing like the house that they bought. I have the old pictures, and it's like they're in two different worlds. And I know why they're moving. They fell in love with California.
Yeah.
And that is the only reason they're moving. And the wonderful thing that just happened, we didn't think it would happen this quickly, is they found the perfect house in California that's as nice as this one, furnished the way they want, lots of things they're leaving. And he said, we don't want to leave either one of these properties vacant, so let's get this one sold right away. I think you can make a great buy on a mid-century modern rancher, more than move-in condition. I'm talking about roof and walls and windows and everything. It's just really perfect, and it's in that mid-century style. Interested in the home? Give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call or have them call and make an appointment. We can get you in, and we'd like to see you. If you like mid-century modern, if you like the area of Stevenson, if you want a home that you don't have to do any work whatsoever. So that's one. Another one that I have is on Thistlewood, which is in the Park of Mount Washington. It's a Beezer home. It is a two-story, two-car garage, open floor plan, hardwood floors. It's got five bedrooms upstairs. It's got three full bathrooms upstairs. There's a primary suite up there, which is bigger than most, almost too big, three walk-in closets. Plus, it has another primary bedroom up there, a bed and a bath, and it's got a huge lower level ready to finish. Also, this was a house when they built it, added every addition they could, so it's got all the bump outs, and this is a really great buy if you want to be in a neighborhood, fenced yard, community association with a swimming pool, close to schools, etc. Give me a call, and that's just a really special home that I have. Let's talk a little bit about new homes. You know, should somebody buy a new home?
Well, you know, new home construction, I've worked with a lot of home builders. We won't talk about names. That's not fair. But, sorry, there are good ones and bad ones. Every new home builder can have a lemon. It's just like buying a car. General Motors builds millions of cars, and a certain percentage will be lemons. I think the problem sometimes for new home construction is you don't know what you're getting. How well was it built? You'll find out. Unfortunately, it'll be year four or five when you really know if it was built right. The one thing I can never stress enough, and I've done this personally for friends of mine, clients, and I've suggested to everyone else that's buying new construction, hire a competent, and I mean competent, inspector. And they need to be with you twice, because in new home construction, they do what's called the pre-drywall inspection, where you get to walk through your house, all the mechanical systems are there, the electrical's done, the studs are up, but there's no drywall, which sounds nice, except, you know, unless you've been in the construction business, do you even understand what you're looking at? Will you even notice if the wiring isn't right, if the attic isn't insulated properly, if the plumbing's not? You're not going to know these things. Hire, spend the money. You're talking about spending $1,000 for a competent report with a competent inspector. This is not a quickie thing.
Let me ask something. Do you also, I've also said when you're building a new home that you should have an inspector out when they do the foundation, pour the foundation.
You can. I don't know what they're going to be able to tell from that. I mean, if they're doing something that is really egregious, yes.
Okay.
But they'll be able to see the foundation before in the pre-drywall inspection as well. So, yeah, it's probably not a bad idea to have somebody stop out right after they pour, because they'll see if the outside walls are sealed. Because once that dirt's all pushed back, you don't really know what's been done.
Okay.
Modern construction techniques are great when they're used properly. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. And then, obviously, when you go to pre-settlement inspection or pre-settlement walkthrough, they don't use the words inspection for a reason, you bring somebody with you again. And you do silly things like turn on every faucet and see if it leaks when it drains. Flush every toilet. I mean, these are simple little things. And I can't tell you how many times I've known people that bought new construction, go to use the toilet the first time, and it backs up because there's debris in the line or whatever. Simple. These are simple little things, but they'll save you a lot of aggravation.
Mark, not only new construction.
No.
If you're buying a resale, you should do the same thing. You should go in, you should turn every appliance on, mm-hmm. you should flush the toilets, turn the water on, make sure the heat and air conditioning works. Because once you go to settlement, that house is yours, and
yep.
you can't say the next day, well, the heat's not working. It was, you know, if it was working yesterday. If it wasn't working yesterday, you've got a leg to stand on and say, hey, I'm not going to settlement without a working heating system.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because I had a friend who purchased a new home, not new construction, I'm sorry, new home to them. So it's an older home, had been rehabbed. Obviously, somebody who was flipping a house. This is not, mm-hmm. this house didn't look that way when it was lived in. And everything was great. And they touted things like the new HVAC system. What they didn't mention, and her own inspector missed it, which, by the way, was egregious. It was early spring, so not real hot out, and just marked on the inspection report, HVAC working as expected. Didn't test the HVAC system properly. Ran the heat, but because it wasn't real hot out, never flipped it over to AC to see if the compressor came on. The compressor wasn't even connected. First day it got real hot, flip the switch, nothing's working, go outside, the wires are hanging, the connection's hanging, it was never even connected. It's a simple visual. And anybody who's buying a home, new construction otherwise, can turn the air conditioner on, can turn the heat on, and see if you're getting hot air or cold air. I mean, this is simple. But these are the kind of things people miss.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, and I know a lot of people say to the agent, go do the walkthrough for me, you know.
Yep.
It's okay, I know the house is okay. Well, I've had situations when we, at the settlement table, we went to the walkthrough right before, and there was water on the floor in the kitchen, and the hardwood floors were stained because a dishwasher overflowed.
Yep.
And we got to settlement, and the seller said, absolutely not. There is nothing wrong with that dishwasher. There is nothing wrong with those floors. And I just took the pictures out that we had just taken and didn't have to say anything. I'm sorry, but since we were there, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And I forgot whether we got a large allowance for that or we reduced the price, but the buyer was able to rectify that.
Sure.
Before we moved in. Had they waited another day or so, they would say, you made that happen. We need to step out. We need to take a break. You're listening to Margaret Rome and All About Real Estate. We've got a wonderful business consultant here, mainly talking about new homes, new constructions, pros and cons. If you want to reach us, 410-922-6680.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., we demonstrate every show what we believe a professional wealth advisor should do for you. You cannot afford to miss Money, Riches, and Wealth each Wednesday night at 6 p.m.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You can reach us at 410-922-6680. I want to again tell you about this wonderful barn that I have, that I think one of the benefits is it having this separate apartment. It is a one bedroom and den. It has a bedroom. It has a walkout covered area. It has its own parking. It has a full kitchen and it has a laundry. That is a real bonus when you're purchasing a house to have that home. Think of visiting kids. Think of aging parents as an in-law suite. Think about you. Maybe you're going to do construction on the home and you just don't want to be inside for the mess. You've got a place to stay. So that is a real bonus of this barn that is sitting, this home that was a barn that's sitting on over 2 magnificent acres. If you're interested in this magnificent property, brand new on the market with its own one bedroom, one bath, beautifully, and its furnished apartments, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. I want to just tell you about a couple of things that I need. I am looking for a home in the Green Gate area, not more than $900,000. If you've got a Green Gate ready to sell, I've got a buyer. We know all the things that are on the market. The other thing that I need is I need a the one that I need in Greengate is around $750. The one I need in Hampstead, I need another one in Hampstead, 2 to 3 bedrooms, 4 bathroom, and that can be in any condition. It can be they want to rehab a home in Hampstead. If you have a rancher out there, give me a call. And I also need a rental. I have somebody who absolutely has to have a rental. If you've got anything in the Laurel area, Laurel would be great. But if it's in 30 minutes from there, I need a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom apartment, call me. I don't usually do rentals, but this is for somebody very special, and I want to see if I can help them quickly find a place to rent. Other agents, if you have this apartment available, any homeowner out there that might have one available, give me a call. We're going to go back and talk to Mark more about, hey, Mark, what are the pitfalls of
new home
buying
construction?
A new home? Okay, let's go.
Okay, I mean, having worked on the supply side to new home builders, and again, I won't mention names, but some of them who will claim to be luxury home builders will use the absolute cheapest materials they can find. And I will give you an example of a home builder, again, no names, that I was selling hardware products to. So the hinges, the doorknobs, all that sort of thing. And I was working as a sales manager for a company at the time. And I finally got a meeting with their chief purchasing officer. I was very excited because this is a very large national home builder, and I was excited. And he said to me, bring me special finish doorstops. Like, okay, so we're on the bottom end of the hardware industry, the doorstop. I mean, there's nothing sexy or interesting about doorstops. But he wanted all the special finishes. I brought samples of what I would consider to be junk, good, and better. Three guesses which one he picked. He picked the junkiest thing I wouldn't put in any home. It was brittle to the point. I mean, this was literally a 10-cent doorstop you could snap in your fingers. And I said to him, you know, you're building $700, $800, $900, $1 million home. Maybe you could spring for the 25-cent doorstop because that's what it is wholesale.
Right.
And he said to me, nobody ever doesn't buy a home because of the doorstops. And he's not wrong. I can't argue the point because he's right.
But how many other corners like that is he
cutting? Every single one. The windows, they're the cheapest windows they could get away with. One little trick in new home construction that some builders, not all, you'll go and you don't look at the windows. They open, they close, they're clear, they have screens. That's all that seems to matter, right? You'll notice that in a lot of cases, if you've ever gotten replacement windows in your home from someone, there's a label in the top of the window of who manufactured it and the date and what the size was. So if you ever needed a part or a piece of glass broke, whatever, you go to new home construction, there usually aren't any labels in the windows because the manufacturer of the window doesn't want you calling them because that is a window built for new home builders. That window isn't even sold at Home Depot because it's junk. They strip all the quality out and all the expense out so the builder can save another $20 on a window, which is, you know, if you put 30, 40 windows in a house, makes a difference. Same thing with doors. Average house, 22 doors. Save a dollar on every door. It adds up. I understand this. What I think the buyer needs to understand is that's what you're buying. The person who built the house, the guy who did the roof, the plumber, this was the cheapest one available legally. That's it. That's what you're buying. Know that going in and expect to replace things. Appliances, sure, there's stainless appliances. They're the lowest grade stainless appliance you're ever going to find. Now, is that all builders? No. But track builders, you know, that are building middle of the road houses. I will tell you that I have run into disasters with custom builders. The one thing I will tell people is, you know, they think I'm going to build my own home. I'm going to get an architect. That sounds great. It is fun. But again, you don't know anything about building a home. And the builder you hire to build the home doesn't work for you. He works for himself. So you need an intermediary. You need someone that's going to be a project manager who works for you. And I know people that have successfully built multi-million dollar custom homes, and there's always one person on site that works for the home buyer, not for the builder. And their job is to monitor everything that's done, every step of the way, and make sure there are no mistakes, and that the material that they're expecting to get is what actually is going in the house. And that doesn't happen with track builders for the most part. Now, there are some good ones. And I've steered people away from some and towards others. Just know what you're getting yourself into. If you buy a house that's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, and it's been maintained well, and sure, it's been updated along the way. It's got a newer roof. It's been freshened up on the insulation. The bathrooms are done. Chances are there are less pitfalls because what's going to happen has happened. If something's going to go wrong with the foundation, it isn't going to be decades later. It's going to be in the first 10 years if you're going to have a problem with a leak, that sort of thing. So when you buy a house that's brand new, it's like buying a brand new car. The day you drive it off the lot, you don't know if it's a good car. You have no idea. Talk to you a year or two later when you've got 25 or 30,000 miles on it. Now you'll know if it's a good car.
I think that is one of the reasons when someone has moved into a new house and about a year later you go in and you see settlement cracks.
Yeah, that's to be expected, of course.
Okay. Who fixes that?
Well, most home builders today will offer a warranty of some sort. A lot of them, the better ones, will do a reinspection a year later, which I love. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's a builder that wants to stand behind their product. They don't say, we'll warrant the house for a year or two. They actually say, we're going to come back and go through the house with you again a year later. That is a quality builder because they're going to take care of the settlement cracks, the nail pops, that sort of thing, which are going to happen in new construction. I don't care how well it's built. Things settle and shift and drywall cracks and these things happen or a plumbing leak happens.
So you're saying if you get that person who's working for the buyer who is building that multi-million dollar house, even that house in a year
sure.
is going to have settlement cracks.
Yep.
I think people need to know that because they think a lot of people that I talk to, they want to buy new because they want and are asking for perfection.
Doesn't exist.
It does not exist in any home.
No.
And something's going to go wrong. You know, you've got so many things, the landscaping, the well, the septic, the heating, the air conditioning, mm-hmm. the drywall, the electrical, a gazillion things that you have to look out for.
Yep.
So I love the idea of having a qualified builder who's working for you and also someone else, like a consultant on site mm-hmm. that knows about wood and electric and plumbing and all those things that's working just for you. And whatever they're charging you, it is worth that.
Mm-hmm.
They catch the mistakes before it happens. Does not mean that a year later you're not going to have a settlement crack.
No.
But you won't have you probably won't have a gaping settlement crack
No.
because the foundation and the walls were done properly because you have somebody right there watching over it. And I think most people are just, they say, oh, why don't we just buy that piece of land and build a house? And this is how much we can spend.
Right.
Okay, so if somebody comes to you and they say, we can't find what we want. We have got, I don't know, $750,000. We want to build a brand new house and
right.
a big one.
That's
and
not going to get you very far,
okay.
unfortunately.
So they want to build
$975,000, mm-hmm.
and they're quoted. The builder says, we can build your house for $975,000. Give me an average of how much. Okay. Over that $975,000, they're going to wind up paying for incidentals that you can't even see, whether it's grading or upgrades or, hey, I need an electrical plug here. I used to say 25% more, but I have a feeling it's probably even more than that.
It's at least a third, and I'll give you the exact reasons why.
Okay.
And I have a perfect example of a horror story of somebody who wanted to build a custom home. When you buy new construction from a production home builder.
Tell you what, hold that thought.
Oh, sorry.
Hold that thought. Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active Rain is all about real estate.
ActiveRain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, ActiveRain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. ActiveRain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features ActiveRain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. ActiveRain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of ActiveRain? For information on how to join ActiveRain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Wake up to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I want the truth!
Then check back frequently for the latest news and updates throughout the day.
Very shagadelic.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. We've had a little glitch at the station. The phone wasn't working. If you need to call in now, give us a call, 410-922-6680. And, of course, after the show, you can reach me, 410-530-2400. Okay, Mark, you were starting to talk about the pitfalls.
Yes.
And, take it away. And if Lisa can hold on.
No, I'll go through it pretty quick. I mean, the difference between using a production or tract home builder and custom building yourself is the tract home builder has already figured out all the architecture. Here's all the options laid out for you, even to the point of picking which cabinets, what bathroom fixtures. Do you want a bigger porch, a smaller porch? So all that's taken care of. When you get into custom building a home, you better have a real good handle on your budget, number one, because you can go off the rails and budget on something as simple as your kitchen countertops or spending an extra $100,000 on kitchen cabinets because you fell in love with the hand-scraped cherry cabinets that no production builder would ever show you because they're going to be outside of the range. So if you buy a $800,000 production home, you're going to get $800,000 level fixtures and features offered to you. If you go to a custom builder with a budget of $1.5 million, they're going to turn you loose. And, you could walk out of the cabinet company and have a heart attack because you literally could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just on that feature. Windows. How tall do you want the ceilings? Do you want 10-foot ceilings? Do you want 12-foot ceilings? You're adding tens of thousands of dollars every time you raise a ceiling. It doesn't seem like a big deal. But start adding it up. It's like buying a new car. You start adding the options. All of a sudden, your $25,000 car is $50,000. And by the way, when you're dealing with a custom builder, add at least 40% to the time you think it's going to take.
40% time.
And 30% budget minimum.
So if you're quoted $1 million to
$1.3 million easy.
No question you're going to go that. What I usually say to people, when you're building a home, there is nothing included.
Nope.
I'd say not even the mailbox. Now, I'm sure some builders do put a mailbox in, but I think some people don't. Okay, we have Lisa. Is Lisa ready for us right now? Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. Hi, we're calling from Philadelphia, and it's kind of a double entendre question.
Okay.
We're looking for 55-plus home, and we don't know. We want younger 55-plus, so we're only 60. We don't want to move in with a bunch of 85-year-olds. So then, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, but would buying newer construction 55-plus kind of ensure getting a younger crowd?
No.
How would we know what kind of crowd is there so we're not with the ultimate?
Wait a minute, Margaret. I think I got an easy answer for that. Go to the clubhouse on the weekend and see who's there.
Also, Lisa, I think the main thing when you're looking for a 55 and older, the first thing you've got to figure out is where do you want it to be? Do you still want it to be in Pennsylvania or do you want it in another state? If you want it in Baltimore, we've got one 55 and older community in all of Baltimore County. So again,
really?
Go where they've got a selection of them.
The Carolinas.
Yeah,
the villages.
We want something warmer, but we're afraid of Florida because we heard that you can't even get insurance there.
Well, Florida with flood insurance can be a problem. The Delaware shore areas are getting very hot for 55 and over new construction because of the expenses lower. Also, taxes are lower. So you're going to tend to find 55 and over wherever the taxes are lower because people don't want to pay high school taxes when there's no kids. So if you look in the Delaware areas closer to the beaches a little bit, you'll see that many of the production home builders have new construction over 55 going on like crazy there. Also, some parts of Virginia towards the shores.
So how would I know what kind of people are moving in there?
That's a good question. Again, if it's an established community, if it's not new construction or it's halfway through construction, you know, let's say half the development's built out, I would visit on a weekend and spend some time seeing who's there, literally just eyeballing the place and seeing and talking to some of the residents. What do you like about this neighborhood? What don't you like? What, you know, what was good about the builder and what was bad?
Lisa, do you happen to have a puppy by any chance?
Yeah, we have. Actually, it's three dogs.
Okay. Do you ever take the dogs for a walk?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. My suggestion is to drive over any community, anywhere, any state, and walk your dogs. Spend some time over there. Do it on the weekends. Do it in the morning. Do it in the evenings. Do it on holidays. I don't think there's a better way that you can size up a community and what you're looking for. I mean, you know, you're going to have everybody's welcome. So you've got to find where you are very comfortable. Maybe you really want, hey, I don't want anybody more than 60 years old on it. That's going to be a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
But there are some places that are younger 55s rather than, you know, the next step to assisted living. So that's a good question. Anything else?
No, and that's an awesome answer. I never even thought of that.
You can
walk the dog around and
You can also find census data for whatever county you're looking at just to give you an idea, because while that won't tell you a single community, when you look at a location, whether it's a Delaware beach per se or the Carolinas or whatever, a lot of these areas have become more populated by people that kind of fit the demographic you're looking to be part of. And you can look at county census. That stuff is online. That kind of information, you know, they'll tell you the makeup of an area. And you'll find that some areas are older.
Lisa, thank you. It was a great question. We have another caller that's waiting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Go walk the dogs.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. We're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about new builds and old builds and pitfalls, and we're talking about 55 and older communities, and I have somebody on the line. Let's see what they're going to talk about after we take the break. You can reach me after the show, 410 410- 530-2400.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Join Matthew Alwan for Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 p.m. Learn how you can become safe financially before and after your retirement. Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mark, and you're listening to Margaret Rome. We're talking about real estate. We have another Mark on the line who wants to ask us a question. Good afternoon, Mark.
Yes, good afternoon, Roberto. I have a friend of mine who are considering purchasing a home with what they call skylights. This is becoming a new type of feature in some of the more modern homes with skylights and so forth. So my question is, when you're considering a home, because it brings in light, you don't have to use much electricity during the daytime. It could look nice at night if you'd like to look at the moon and all that. But my question is, when they're doing that, what do they need to look for? Because are there any guidelines as far as the safety of the material used, or how it's going to reflect energy or anything like that? Or what should they know about it? Or anyone considering purchasing something with that type of amenities, should I say?
Okay, Mark, thank you for that question. We're going to discuss that now, and appreciate you calling in. Let me tell you what I feel about skylights. There are two kinds. There are those that leak, and there are those that gonna leak. Okay? Mark,
you're right. I mean, so the quick story on skylights is pretty simple. If you look at the warranty on a brand new skylight from the manufacturer, forgetting the installation for a minute, which if it isn't installed properly, the roof doesn't have the right pitch for a skylight and so on, is just a disaster waiting to happen. Everything being perfect, the warranty on a skylight is 10 years. How long does your roof last? You get warranties on roofs that last up to 30, 40, 50 years now. So I guarantee you, if you put a new roof on a house with a brand new skylight, at some point, you're going to be dealing with that skylight before you deal with the roof. The problem is the damage that skylight might do might lead into replacing some or all of that roof, depending upon how many skylights you have. Also, keep in mind there are skylights, there are roof windows which open, and so on. Again, it has a lot to do with the pitch of the roof. The installation has to be absolutely perfect. I have never been a fan of skylights. No offense to my friends in the industry who sell them. I know they can look beautiful and it can bring you notch and natural light, but so can regular windows. I would add more windows to the wall of a house if I could, rather than a skylight. It's just a personal preference. They are beautiful, but go into it knowing they are never lasting as long as the roof does, and you will be dealing with them at some point. And if you're buying a home that already has them, how old are they? Because I would inspect the daylights out of those things very, very carefully and look for signs of repainting around the inside.
Okay, so if, let's say we had a resale that mm-hmm. you were looking at to buy, mm-hmm. and it had skylights, and the skylights really look pretty good,
mm-hmm.
No rotted wood,
right.
No streaks. but it was 12 years old.
Mm.
What would you do? How would you advise that buyer?
Well, I would do a very thorough inspection, not just of what's obvious to the naked eye, but I would get up in the attic space and look at all of the underlayment of the roof and just look for any signs of staining. I would also wonder about what the age of the roof is, because if the roof's 20 years old, 25 years old, chances are you're going to be doing this at some point in the not too distant future anyway. So at that point, you can make a decision whether to keep the skylights, put new skylights, put what they call solar tubes, which are these little dome pieces that are a lot easier to seal.
Okay. If somebody's got skylights and they don't want the skylights anymore, mm-hmm. can you close them up?
Absolutely.
You would do that at the time you do a roof?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I would do it. When you're doing a roof, it's a good time to decide, do I want more skylights, less skylights, no skylights?
Okay.
Perfect time.
But remember what I said, the two kinds of skylights. There are those that leak and there are those that are going to leak. And we say that a lot about a lot of things in real estate. There, you know, it's guaranteed for... I've heard things. It's guaranteed for life. I want to know whose life. What life is it guaranteed for? So skylights, I think they are magnificent. I think they add so much to a home. If you've got a higher ceiling and you've got clerestory lights or the angle lights, you don't have to worry about them like you do. So there are ways to get that light in the house without in a new build.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling all of you who've got skylights right now to replace them or get them up, but just keep an eye out on them. If you're already seeing streaks when you're looking at a resale, if you've seen that it's been painted over, mm-hmm. Find out how old that roof is and address that before you wind up having to pay for it when you're living there.
Yep.
We are out of time.
Wow. Okay.
This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. I want to thank Martin.
My pleasure.
Consultant who knows everything about building and is so much fun answering questions. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And thank you, Noah. It's been a good show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.